I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, October 6th, 2019. At number 10, the City of Sioux Falls is asking for the dismissal of a lawsuit regarding the death of an Audubon girl on March 18th, 2018. The 5-year-old girl drowned while at the park. The lawsuit claims the park is responsible for the girl's death. The park's attorneys, however, say the park is not at fault. At number 9, Carroll High School students donate more than 2,500 rolls of toilet paper to the Family Resource Center to kick off their homecoming week. What started kind of as a joke ended up being a huge donation. Of course, TPing home is one of the more common homecoming traditions. The Carroll Police Department took a no-tolerance policy on that issue, so the students decided to use that TP to go to a good cause. At number 8, Carroll is going to be one of the first communities to receive 5G service from U.S. Cellular. Those upgrades are planned for later on this year in some areas and early into next. Customers should start seeing improvements as soon as those upgrades are installed. At number 9, an estimated $14,000 in damage was reported in a two-vehicle accident on Tuesday morning in Carroll. Authorities believe that was the result of a medical issue. No serious injuries. One person was transported for treatment, but all in all, just a lot of damage, no injuries. At number 6, two vehicles were disabled in a Saturday collision on Main Street in Carroll. That was from last Saturday. Again, another one of your traffic accidents. Not a whole lot of damage done, neither injuries in that one. Moving on, looking at number 5, that was actually the preview story, the initial story regarding that accident on Clark and 7th. Authorities were routing traffic around that accident on Clark and 7th Street for several hours while they cleaned that up. Again, authorities do believe that was caused by a medical issue. At number 4, Ike Allen Distributing joined in the Iowa Busch Light Wholesalers to carry King's fundraiser over the goal lines. Of course, I'm talking about Carson King with the Busch Light Wholesalers' $41,000 donation. The total going to the Stead Family Hospital regarding that now pushed over $3 million. Of course, that all started when Carson King held up a sign at ESPN's College Game Day asking for Busch Light money. At number 3, another Carroll County property valuation dispute is scheduled for trial next summer. It's a pretty basic thing. Walgreens here in Carroll is disputing the assessor's property valuation. Again, that's scheduled for trial next summer. And number 2, a juvenile led local authorities on a chase last Saturday morning. The name of that juvenile is not going to be released, of course, being a juvenile, but that one was our second top story. And then finally, our number 1 story from the last week, a Carroll man accused of vehicular burglary was arrested on an outstanding warrant last Tuesday. So the Carroll man was found rifling through a Buick LaCrosse. He was taken into custody, resisted arrest, and a taser actually had to be used to take him into custody. He was transported to the Carroll County Jail, where he faces several misdemeanor charges. And that's been your Week in Review for October 6th, 2019. For these stories and many more, check us out online on Facebook and Twitter or at carrollbroadcasting.com. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.